Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Callum, did you know that Africa has saved the world?
Once again?
But yeah, it's rare for us to actually report on something going well and good news in general, but here it is. We've got some good news. It's rare to come across, but here it is. It's also been grossly underreported. So
a white pill for once.
Yes. So rather under the radar, the World Health Organization has been laying the groundwork for a coordinated global response to future pandemics. So you may remember them being supporters of things like wearing masks and lockdowns, and they quite often were giving guidance to governments that not everyone agreed with. I can't say much more about that because of YouTube guidelines, but you know what I'm on about, right? So it's also worth noting that having a global response allows our elected representatives to more or less wash their hands of any culpability. And they're like, well, this was just our advice from the World Health Organization. Everyone else is doing it. We aren't really responsible. We're fine. You know? And that's kind of what happened, wasn't it, in this previous pandemic. And if they have this global response that's already nicely outlined, well, then our elected representatives are just going to be able to avoid any accountability for anything they do to us if there is some sort of future disease that means we are kept in our homes, forced to wear things we don't want to wear, etc.
I mean, this was one of the fetishes that MPs had with the EU, for example, for Americans who may not know, which is, of course, our parliament and our MPs were meant to be responsible for the things they do. But they loved passing it on to the EU because then they could sit there and be like, well, it's nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have any responsibilities, so it's an easier job for them. And I imagine it's the same thing with global leaders being like, nothing to do with me, World Health Organization, so they can get away with it.
And I'm not necessarily being concerned for no reason. Actually, the first article I ever wrote for Lotus Eaters was talking about the World Health Organization, and this is a title so long that it would put the Daily Mail to shame, but I'm going to read it anyway. Why Trump was right to withdraw from the World Health Organization and why Biden should not reverse his decision if he becomes president. I mean, that goes to show how long ago it was that if he becomes president, but there we go. So I outlined some of the main objections, so I'm just going to read a couple of short extracts from this that show some of the worst and most egregious aspects of the World Health Organization. So I say, when the pandemic began, the World Health Organization provided conflicting and confusing guidance, which downplayed the severity of the emerging situation. Perhaps most egregiously, they helped China to cover their tracks by outwardly praising their response. In helping the Chinese Communist Party to preserve their reputation, they reduced the amount of time other countries had to prepare in advance and potentially, obviously, prevent any future transmission. We could have just avoided it and kept it in China. That could have been a possibility. I think people forget that. And therefore, they aided in the spreading of an otherwise localized disease worldwide. These actions echoed those of the Soviet Union, in which they sought to cover up the Chernobyl nuclear disaster from the rest of the world. The Western world only discovered something was wrong when large quantities of radioactive fallout were detected in Sweden and traced back to Kiev, Ukraine. And this is, of course, a good analogy, if I do say so myself, it is my own, to the cover-up around COVID. So they also actively praised the Chinese response when the CCP were actively disappearing whistleblowing journalists and doctors. They're like, yes, the Chinese are taking this very seriously. However, when doctors were just like, yeah, they're making lots of mistakes, like, you're gone now, you're no longer able to be found anywhere. And in fact, I think these people are still in prison and missing to this day. Missing, it might be worth adding.
I mean, so, the organs are on sale somewhere, but, you know, I'm sure they're fine.
That's so grim.
That's what they do.
It doesn't surprise me. And the final quote, the Director General of the World Health Organization, who I might add has recently been re-elected to his position as of a couple of months ago, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has questionable political background. He held office as Minister for Health October 2005 to November 2012 and Minister for Foreign Affairs 2012 to 2016 under the governance of the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front. And if you know your Ethiopian politics,
Why don't they be communists?
Oh, well, that's funny, yes. Yeah. The EPRDF is a coalition of far left-wing parties who cooperated closely with China in both their economy and their trade policies. And he was someone who dealt with them personally. And now, mysteriously, the World Health Organization is covering for China. I mean, I can't possibly see why that might be. I mean, this is why Trump actually left the World Health Organization, because it was a compromised entity, which is why it's good that we have had this pushback against it, which I'll get onto in a second. So, in December of 2021, the World Health Assembly agreed to launch a process to develop what is described as a historic global accord on pandemic prevention, preparedness and response. And moving along a little bit more, the World Health Organization wanted to discuss forming this pandemic treaty as of this May, and this was at the World Health Assembly, which has only just gone. It was between the 22nd and 28th.
Another boog fest. A bunch of boog people get together, talk about the boogs.
Yes. Yeah. However, far fewer boog people than usual. So here's an article from Forbes written by Bruce Lee, which is interesting. I didn't realise he was into journalism. However, I think he needs to stick to Kung Fu, because this article is basically unreadable. And there are very, very few articles talking about this. And this one is written so poorly. Like, he just brings up the movie Independence Day out of the blue. Then he starts talking about football. And it's like you've got this headline just to say you've talked about it.
Are you sure?
And then talk about it.
I'm thinking it's a robot, surely, if it's that bad.
Well, I don't think robots make a whole host of different cultural references. I don't think they've got quite to that point yet. But yes, it's so bad that you can almost think that they're trying to put people off learning about this. And then the only other mainstream source that I could find about it was from the Washington Post, titled Global Health Talks Clouded by Conspiracy Theories About Pandemic Treaty. So the only one that actually talking about what's going on is complaining about conspiracy theories about how insidious it is.
How dare you say we're organising a global pandemic treaty? Now sign it.
So this is from the 22nd of May, and it lists quite a good number of people who are opposed to this, which kind of goes to show that the term conspiracy theories is probably being used wildly inaccurately. I mean, it's not really a conspiracy theory, because it is happening out in the open. It's just like something is happening we don't like over there. It's not really a conspiracy theory, is it? But yes, they say...
I love the idea. Iran exists. That's a conspiracy theory. Like, what?
So it goes on to say, global health leaders have gathered in Geneva on Sunday, this was previous, of course, to discuss the pandemic and are facing another viral problem, a visceral, passionate online backlash that falsely accuses the World Health Organization of conspiring to take power from national governments. I mean, really?
You all got together, called the meeting... How do we conspire against national governments to make them sign a treaty?
Oh, dear. Theories focus largely on the discussion of a pandemic treaty, a potential agreement that could one day regulate how countries prepare for and respond to future pandemics. Well, then there's not a conspiracy, is it?
There you have it. I mean, I kind of enjoy how paper-thin the cover-ups are these days. Well, there's not even an attempt. Like, you just admit the paragraph after. Yeah, okay, it's true. But it's a good thing. Like, the train of denial just moves so fast.
Though such a treaty will not be agreed upon at the Assembly, the backlash has spread fast and far beyond the world of global health. And it goes on to say, the so-called pandemic treaty is the single greatest global power grab.
What do you mean so-called? Like, you've just said
this is, this is a quote, by the way, from someone else. Sorry, I should have said so.
Sorry, there was the Washington Post being like, yeah, so it's happening, but it's so cool. Like, sorry.
No, this is for a tweet from Right Said Fred. So it goes on to say, this so-called pandemic treaty is the single greatest global power grab that any of us have seen in our lifetime. And it says, a Twitter account from the 1990s English pop group Right Said Fred, sharing an article written by a Scottish archaeologist and television host for the right-wing GB News. This is obviously an American outlet, so they probably have to preface that. And I think that's Neil Oliver, isn't it? They're on about there.
Yeah. But also, thanks for the advertisement. The people opposed to this are all right-wingers.
Good. But the idea has been popularised by various figures. Russell Brand, of course, prominent right-wing conspiracy theorist, a British comedian once known for his left-wing views and hedonistic lifestyle, has warned in a video message that negotiations for a treaty meant that democracy would be finished and that in the future people would say that we lapsed into a terrible technocratic globalist agenda. I mean, he's not right-wing. He is still a left-winger. If he's saying it, it's not really a right-wing conspiracy, is it?
No, it is now, because, you know, not to go along with it means you're not part of the real left.
Oh, no true leftist.
Yeah.
Of course. In an interview with former Trump administration official Stephen K. Bannon, former GOP Congressman Michelle Bachmann asserted that the Biden administration had brought amendments to global health law that proposed that all nations on the earth cede sovereignty over to the national healthcare of their national healthcare decisions, to the World Health Organization. Despite criticism from fact-checking websites such as Snopes, because, of course, they're a trusted source.
Despite our best efforts.
The backlash has support from mainstream politicians in the United States. We must never allow President Biden to use the pandemic treaty to give control over of American public health decisions to the corrupt World Health Organization, says Senator Marco Rubio. Tucker Carlson, of course, as always, the Fox News host who helped shape the political discourse for American conservatives, in part through what the Washington Post claims are false and inflammatory innuendo, arguing on his show recently that the Biden administration was giving up power over every aspect, every intimate aspect of your life. I mean, where's the lie there? And it goes on to quote, "So imagine the civil liberty abuses that you live through during the COVID lockdowns, but permanent and administered from a foreign country." I mean, that's not an unreasonable concern. That's not a conspiracy. That's kind of what's going to happen, isn't it? So, yes. It's not only people in the political sphere either. So here we've got an article from the Epoch Times. World Health Organization pandemic treaty will effectively take away country sovereignty. Former World Health Organization scientist.
Well, what does he know? He doesn't know anything about the World Health Organization.
I mean, he only worked there. He's only a scientist. I mean, what does he know?
But also,
about
it's the bleeding obvious. I mean, why else would you need to have a global treaty on pandemics if it was not to take away sovereignty?
Well, yes, that is. Obviously, yes. And I'm very proud of this next fact that, despite it being completely under the radar, in Britain we had a rather large petition here titled "Do not sign any World Health Organization pandemic treaty unless it is approved by a public referendum." It's got 151,000 signatures, nearly 152,000. And this is enough, obviously, for it to be debated in Parliament.
Have you read the government response?
I did read it briefly, and obviously they're in support of it.
In support of the treaty, not in support of the petition. But yes, I love it. John's highlighted here. This process of ratification allows scrutiny by elected representatives of both the treaty and any appropriate domestic legislation in accordance with the UK constitutional agreements, arrangements. That's true, but I mean, you're all globalists, so I don't trust you. The government does not consider referendum as necessary, appropriate, or in keeping with the precedent for such an agreement. So basically, just that's the response. Okay.
Oh, it is frustrating. However, thankfully, we have the Africans to thank. And this next part is glorious. This is an article from Conservative Women, of all places, the only outlet I was able to find that actually reported on this, other than ourselves, of course. Has the Third World saved the West from a perilous pandemic treaty? So the article then outlines 47 African nations represented by Botswana stated that they would be withdrawing their support for the pandemic treaty, citing concerns about giving up, funnily enough, their national sovereignty.
Based.
Yes, based.
Very based.
Very based. Also in opposition were Bangladesh, Russia, India, China, South Africa and Iran. Lots of friends of Globo Homo there, aren't there?
But I also love how... why did the North Koreans not say no? That's what I'm weirded out by.
Maybe they weren't invited.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I don't know. The most based of all was Brazil said they would withdraw from the World Health Organization entirely if they went ahead with it. So, base Brazil.
Just do it anyway. Why not? But it's costing you money. I mean,
yeah,
go for it.
So, yes, this victory may be temporary. However, it seems to me that coalition of African nations, 47 of them in total, have more or less saved the West from permanent globalist tyranny. So, well done, Africa. You clearly know the way.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Epoch series, this one between Carla Bow on the life of Pompey. If you want to find out what else we're bringing out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.